like, this guy had this huge jar of what looked like yellow, like, rosin, or, like, before you press it, like, basically, like, full melt or, like, sift. And he was like, oh, this is hops, like, rosin, before, or something like that. He, like, or whatever he called it, hops, like, pollen or whatever he called it. But he's, like, talking about people making, like, using weed techniques to make, like, rosin with it and press it, and you get, like, dabbable beer, like dabbing. Basically, you could smoke beer because hops and weed are related. They're, like, a similar plant. So you can actually, like, harvest hops the same way you harvest, like, THC, like, rosin. You can, like, literally shake it with, like, dry ice or some, or you do it with, like, ice and water, and then, like, harvest the pollen and then press it and filter out this all the shells and just get the oils and create, like, it, like, yellow transparent looking little slabs of, like, dabbable beer. Basically tastes like hops, obviously, but what is cannabis but just hoppy shit? You know, it's got crazy terps. Like, the shit I like to smoke is the gassy stuff. That's probably the hoppiest, funkiest stuff, you know. So I'm like, yeah, smoke beers, dude. You know, that might be the future. You never know. Sick, dude. All right, that's better. Word. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 180 of the podcast. It has been a really, really busy couple weeks over here at Baramount Studios with our Patreon event, and also our producer Ija was out of town. He went to Japan, and we've been working on so many different projects here with our new Quartz release, which we did a small drop at the Patreon event, and then we made another little small drop for the actual big clear presale that we just wrapped up this past weekend. I want to thank everybody that came and supported that. That's a that sale is a huge part of how we finish out most of the years, and how we, like, just, like, it's, like, a really big part of the equation at this point. So I appreciate everyone that comes out and supports that each year. Don't mind me if my I'm talking a little funny. Nothing happened to me, more of self-induced. I, before the episode, had to do some tests, as you know. This piece right here that I was testing prior to this episode started cracking because I just benched it, which means I made it and didn't put it in a kiln. I just put it right on the bench and let it cool down top speed so that I could just test the function and see if it worked. Unfortunately, when you do that to glass, it has a tendency, especially with certain types of welds, that'll have a cracking situation start happening, which this one has. So I was like, I need to hit this thing before it explodes. So I had no choice. I needed to warm up a nail and do a little test run on it prior to filming the episode here. So I'm already, like, pretty, you know, primed, ready for the episode. This is, like, I'm, like, third or fourth hit in right now. Already at the beginning of this episode, we haven't even taken one. So I'm just going to let you know that I might talk funny, might sound a little confused. I'm having a great time. I've been working really hard, seeing results. And so is my team, and I'm proud of everybody, so everything's great. Good times. But I am very tired, and again, the tests are, they can be brutal at times on the body and mind, which I'm happy to endure in order to figure out, is this rig sick or not? I don't know. It's all right. It's, yeah, I don't really know. It's something. I don't know what it means. I don't know anything. All I know is there's memes on the internet, and I keep seeing this number places. It's the first two digits of my home number I grew up with, and still is my dad's number. Like, yeah, first two numbers. Our numbers digits, dude? I'm too stoned. I can't even right now. I'm thinking about fingers now. Fingers are digits too, right? Okay, sick. All right, either way, back to what we were talking about, whatever this is, but I'll probably hit this again before the episode's over, just to see how, if it still works. But first, let's take a look at this Honey Jar Recycler. Just finished this up. We're doing one last full color drop here at the end of the year, right before Christmas, and I think we're going to try and plan it in a way where we can get these shipped before, so people get them before the holiday. And then we might have a small New Year's drop right before the end of the year. I'm not sure, though. We don't always do that. Some years we do, and it's usually super small. It's usually like some dry pieces and just some like unique one-of-ones and stuff. And basically like the last RBRs of that year that will be signed 2025 on the bottom. But right here we have a 14 millimeter honey jar, and it's a pretty unique one because it's in a format that's typically you'd see in the 10 millimeter variant. But I did a 14 mil joint because I've had a lot of people lately that are like really wanting 14 mil joint pieces, especially in the more like higher spec, fancier pieces. I think that they like the option to be able to use a converter so that it can be a 10 and a 14 mil piece, so they have more options. Because a good converter, which we offer them here, like, you know, it makes that 14 mil, 10 mil like easy, and it doesn't affect like the way it still looks great and everything. But the 14 mils are a bit beefier, plumbing and everything on them. But this piece right here, the colorway on it, the blue is brilliant blue mixed with blue slime, makes this really beautiful opalescent blue. And then we have an Encamo line of poppy, which is like this really bright in between orange and red color. It's a cadmium color, so it's very rich and dense and gives a really hard line, which is why I used it there. And then the yellowish color on there is called Mango. It's from Greasy Glass. I don't know if it's new or old or what. It's something recently we got from them and prepped it up. It's definitely a bit of a challenging yellow to use, but once you figure out how to use it, it makes a really nice, transparent, full coverage yellow that doesn't like strike or really do anything weird. It's just a little bit like finicky and difficult to work. But overall, really stoked how this piece came out. I love the newer honey jars, how they have these like flared feet. I should have brought, like, I have a honey jar here right now that at our recent Patreon event, I had someone come up and gift me one of the like original honey jar recyclers from right around that 2014 time. So right about like right when I kind of like really started, like I started in 2013, I was making honey jars in 2013. But by 2014, it was a little bit more established. I had been selling them to some stores and stuff, and he had one of those, and I was like really cool to see it. And then he was like, oh yeah, I want you to like have it. And he like gave it to me. It was super, super sick. But I have now like original pieces from all these years, because a handful of people have given me pieces back that were older. So I definitely should do an episode where I'm kind of looking at those and going over it, because the honey jars have come so far. This piece absolutely rips. It has one of our little tester nails on here, one of our longer versions. I'm very excited, like, next week to be sharing, like, the, like, basically the official, like nail release. Like, we did, like, you could do some add-ons during our sale. We did a little small drop at our Patreon thing, but we haven't done, like, an official thing where I'm posting about it, doing a full podcast about it with Evan, our quartz guy. We're both named Evan. It's our name. You know, that's what we say here. It's not my name. You know, I don't say it's mine. It's our name, dude. Either way. But we're going to do an episode talking about the quartz. We're going to smoke all of them and explain the differences and why we did certain things and what our intent was behind it, so you understand what the best use for our quartz would be, as far as, like, if you even smoke the same way, or if you have similar things that you... similar goals, I guess, as far as how you want your rig to hit. Because everyone has different preferences, which is the funnest part about accessorizing and customizing your own experience, is the, you know, individual experience that you can build. But yeah, so we have the luxury here of testing everything, so we don't have to pick one thing. We could just try them all. And, you know, we definitely have our favorites that we lean to. Like, I like to use these really tall nails. I know that Mike and Evan like to use the regular size of the HSAs. We call them HSAs because they're high surface area nails. That's what they are, especially when you put the right pillar in them. There's so much surface area in there that if you think about it, it's like a big frying pan that's all the same perfect temperature. And then you throw like a chunk of butter on there. There's so much of that perfect temperature to melt that all that butter at the same time, like efficiently, and take, like, you know, it just vaporizes all of it evenly. Whereas like if you have like a nail that only has one hot bottom in the sides, it's like it doesn't, it like cools down as soon as the material hits it, so it like you don't get as efficient or as dense of a cloud. What I find with anything like the companies that have come before us that have basically developed all the foundational stuff of this type of smoking and these nails, like the Toros, the Joel Halen's, the fucking, like, even like some of like the newer companies, like the Black Market guys and like Evan Shore, like the idea is to have enough heated surface area where you can actually vaporize the material in an efficient way to get a really dense cloud. Because I don't know if you've ever taken a dab where it's like too low temp and the cloud isn't dense enough, and for some reason that dab was harsher than like a hot dab and you're like coughing really hard. It's because I feel like it's some, like the smoke is different when it's at certain temperatures. Like you have to find that perfect temp where it makes the smoke like the perfect type of smoke to actually be inhaling, where it's, you get your flavor, you get your density of the clouds, so you get a high hit of that THC quickly. And then also you're not like pulling on a piece forever to try and get a dense cloud. It's like you can get it within your comfortable breath range and then exhale it within your comfortable breath range and then take more hits. But sometimes you feel forced to just keep pulling on the piece to try and get a big enough hit to even show that you got a hit. And that is like what I want to avoid. So we're trying to use like, I really, this is what I daily is like these types of nails I have for years. Evan Shore made us our longer neck versions of the Slurpees that he did for years. I've always been a fan of Toro. I just never really had access like to them in the same way as other brands. But I was always a Toro collector, at least of the pipes, being from upstate New York. And like there were shops in Ithaca, New York that I would just drive 45 minutes to like every week to go like look at like all the different Toros and save up my money and buy them. So big Toro fan, would love to smoke some of that quartz. But we just never really got a chance to. I see all those cool nails that everyone's using now too, with like the fucking, what are they, like a slide, like funnel thing where the hash drips into it. It looks fun. But yeah, either way, the high surface area nails, anything that's in that category would be pretty much what most companies are doing. And I will go over some of the big differences with what we're doing with ours and why. We had them all like official and set, and then I changed how I wanted the engraving to be done on the nails. Had an idea and it looked way sicker, so I was like, wait, we're gonna release like the official batch here soon. Like we have the first batch we did with the engraved bottoms, and next like our traditional nails. But then I was like, wait, this is gonna look way sicker, especially with the plans I have for future Bear Mountain Clear products that we're working on here. So I got some ideas, you know, for more of the aesthetic. Excuse me. Oh shit. I took a dry dab through this fucking rig here a second ago. And it was like kind of the perfect temp, but it just gets the sinuses, you know, dude. I feel like my guys are laughing out there. I just posted a fucking reel of some shit. And I'm like, if you're in posted something, be like, I gotta delete that. I wanna delete this so bad. I did it as a joke, but I'm like, this is funny to just me and a couple people. I'm like, this is maybe not for the internet. But I made this stupid fucking rig, dude. And I took a dab through it to a song that lines up really well with it. And it's pretty funny. But I don't know if it's, I don't know, we'll see. Just overthink stuff, you know, dude. Just, you know, that's what happens. Okay, I think it's time. Time to get this nail warmed up, cleaned up. And we'll hit this honey jar. Dude, I just hear Patrick out there. I know he's saying some shit, dude. Rips. Bubbly. Shreddy. I'm gonna slide back a little bit so I'm not hitting the mic. Let's feel the cap. Dude, it's fucking little tractor, dude. Fucking A. That's pretty cool. Let me get this warmed up. We're spoiled here. I like to use the glass blowing torches to warm these up. But this will do. So I'll go first. Yeah, the Patreon event was super fun, though. Had a great time. There was like, we smoked some fucking hash, dude. It got so smoky inside fucking Vape Loft. It was nuts. And then I was outside also, like, serving up dabs on the big bong. We put, like, nails on it and shit, too. And we're taking, like, the most absurd dabs on that with people. It was fucking freezing out, though. So cold that, like, after, like, an hour and a half of just throwing dabs through this thing, the top showerhead perk that was like 7 feet up, it like started getting like filled with like frozen water and ash because it was like cold and it was high up, and it was just like, I was like, this is crazy, like what's happening, because this ice cold, like because the tube was cold. So there was literally science happening. We were extracting something. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it was so cold that it was like freezing the hash in the air and like clogging the perk, and the water was like getting like milky and like frozen and weird, like weird shit was happening. But yeah, I was like, all right, we gotta do an event here in the summertime too next year, because we always do something in the fall. Usually we do like a special in-person like drop at our shop for like, you know, November, but like this year we did our Patreon event in November just because how everything lined up. But it was super fun. I met so many collectors that like support so heavily, like putting like you know, faces to names. That was really, really cool. And man, like the people that collect Bear Mountain stuff can fucking smoke hash, dude. Like, I like took a couple dabs just to like try and like, you know, like check it out, guys. This is how you do it. But then there was people walking up doing like literal like adult sized dabs, dude. I was like, damn, dude. Like this, like I'm working on this custom piece for this one super nice young lady right now, to match like her like company's branding and stuff. And this girl walked up and fucking took a dab, and I was like literally every challenge she did, she walked up and just like crushed it. Like, no one, I was like, this person is like built differently. Like, she can fucking smoke hash. It was crazy. I was just like, okay, that. And then literally other people would be like nervous to hit it after, because they'd be like, I'm not gonna hit it like that. And I'm like, dude, you don't have to. Like, dude, you don't. Like, I had one guy literally tell me, he's like, that was crazy. He's like, I don't think I'm gonna be able to hit it like that though. I'm like, dude, you really don't have to. Oh damn, I forgot butane. That's alright, we'll have enough for this one. And then we might have to get butane. I could text someone, dude. Let's see, I'll Patty No Bridges. Text him, say I need a can of butane. This, we have the technology. I need a can of butane in the podcast room, please. That's also the break room. And the coffee room. Same place. Front room. Got it, dude. He'll figure that out. He'll do fine, dude. We'll have butane soon. Either way, this one's going to be ready. That was so sick. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to get up and go looking for shit. You know what? I'm going to just... There's four or five people out there. Someone just bring me a fucking can of butane. It's going to be fine. Damn, dude. Oh, wait. I have a temp reader. I really do have the technology. Yeah, so making this a 14 mil... I was like, I want to see how this big 14 millimeter nail sits on here, just because it's... Did he say we're out? He did not just say that. Like, ow, ow. Ooh, that's funny. That's fine. We don't even need it, dude. You want to know what? I'll hand them nails. They can bring me hot nails. They're yelling at each other. We're part of a can of butane. Boss is trying to get high. Get the butane. It's so stupid. Could you imagine if this was your job? When he does eventually have to come tell me that there ain't no butane, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to hand you some nail. I'll let you know. I'm going to hand you a nail and you just bring it to me hot and I'll fucking temp it. Because they can just heat it up out there with the big ass torches, dude. I have to stay up past my bedtime tonight. I got invited to Casa Bonita at 8:30, which is when I should be playing World of Warcraft with my wife. But my friend and colleague invited me up to the very classy establishment, Casa Bonita. And he's in town visiting only for like two nights. I was gonna say, bro, I'll just, yeah, that's fine. Just set those there and I'll just go there. And if I need anything, I'll just be like, dude, you know what? I'll hand you a nail, heat it up and bring it back to me. I'll temp it in here. I'm only gonna take a couple more dabs. We should have if there's not enough butane in those fucking 10 torches that you just brought in here, then we got problems, dude. All right, we're doing great. Look at that. And just one more. And perfect.
Not sponsored by
Blazer. Not sponsored. This is not a sponsored. This is not sponsored by Blazer. Dude.
Yeah, if you need anything, it's all bro. Torches.
For real, though, I want a Blazer torch that's like this big. Just a giant one that, like, click a button. Like, that'd be so sick. And it's like a hold, and it's like, dude, I would use it. I would use it. I truly like, I use a lot of butane. I try to not only use butane though. I have my Puffcos. But there's a lot of us here that, you know, we're running tests. Oh, yeah, Pat just came in. He's coughing, smoking here. Uh oh. Got him. He's coughing out there. Yeah, his lungs, since he went to Japan, he hasn't smoked weed. He might throw up. He said it. That's so funny. I love that. Into the acetone. You know, acetone can be explosive. Here's the thing about, you know, just be careful with acetone if you use it. It works really well, though. It does work really well. It, like, strips the oil off so quickly, even if the nail's not hot. Like, with alcohol, you have to put the nail in there semi-warm so the shit will come off. Acetone, you really don't need to. Don't do a bad day. Pat's all upset. He's out there going, it's about to be a bad day. He's about to be stoned. He didn't even want to be. He doesn't want to be stoned. Dude. You know, they're working on next door to us, trying to rent this place out because they haven't been having anyone move in. So they're upgrading the power. But I'm like, I don't want a neighbor, dude. I don't want someone that's like, oh, dude, I smelled weed. And I'm like, oh, dude, I smelled shit. Like, what are we going to do about it? Like, what are we going to do about it, dude? I don't even know. I'm like, come on. But luckily, this has happened before. We'll be all right. No one's rented it yet, but I just feel like whoever's going to get in there, that's going to be my new challenge. Like, 2026, I'm going to be dealing with some goofball that doesn't like weed and only is renting one unit and thinks that they're, you know, and I respect it. I don't want them to be uncomfortable, even if they don't like me. I'd prefer them having their space, but we have to find, maybe I get ventilation in the break room for the podcast. Realistically, I think we might even be building out, like, we have this loft area. I think I'm going to put windows around it and put air conditioning in there and turn that into where we do our laser cutting, 3D printing, and doing our podcast because it's enough space. And that's going to be ventilated. Oh, they're yelling at each other. You know, I don't think they're yelling at each other. Not like that. Oh my god, I'm too stoned to be doing this. I'm sorry, guys. Actually, we're going to have to cut out like 10 minutes since Pat, like, dude, I'm fucking spaced out from it. I'm like, what's happening, dude? I'm like trying to figure out who's mad at who or if anyone's mad. I'm going to go out there and I'm like, no one's mad. And I'm like, well, you guys sounded irritated. Someone sounded mad. Is this dirty? That's dirty. Yeah. Either way. I'm really stoked to show everyone these new nails when they're officially done in the next couple weeks here. It's been a year of literal work, and like it's just going to be obviously just the beginning, but it's nice to actually be able to start offering something after so much time and energy that we've all put into it. Because, you know, like anything, you really want to like show people, like after a while you're like, no one even believes they're working on it anymore. It's like we've been talking about it so long. It's how I felt building this studio. There was a year and a half of, or a year of fucking bullshit with just me talking about building this shop, and then one day we were in here. It's just like that. Yeah, but the Patreon event was sick, super fun. And really grateful for all the sponsors, everyone that came through with Hash, like In-House, Soy Cubano, the amount of terps they brought, and then like All Greens Denver, and then 710 Labs rolling through with some terps too. Damn, that means I should just take a dab of 710 next, just to be like, you know, because I got some the other day that they have these like thumbprints they're doing where it's like two different types of rosin. It's like the jelly in the middle and then like the rosin around the outside, like your, I don't even know what you would typically call that type of rosin. I just call it rosin. But yeah, I gotta, guys, oh my god, I knew I'm gonna put my glasses on, dude. This is gonna be bad, dude. This is literally like, let me tell y'all, let me get the 710 out, maybe that'll make me less stoned. I got this little cooler, I love it. I've shown it already probably, but it's been so nice. Yeah, but because we're doing quartz now, I've been smoking even more hash that way too. Like, I was like, before PuffCon, it was like all my Puffco stuff, like ripping Puffcos like for a month and a half straight. And now I'm back on quartz, and it's like, dude, the high from everything, from smoking a joint to ripping your Puffco to taking a dab, like each one is different. And it's like, I feel like I'm like learning how to smoke weed again, being back on like smoking mostly quartz again. Because, again, like during our PuffCon grind, me and the boys are mostly ripping our Puffco stuff. So we had our head in the right space while we're making stuff. You know what I mean? You want to be like smoking what you're working on. Damn, and the Puffco stuff's just so fast and convenient. It really is. But the quartz, there's something special about quartz, dude. It's like we're like I don't know if there's a way to combine quartz with an on the go, like it doesn't have to be like a quartz nail, but maybe like somehow warming like an enclosed quartz element or something. I'm not sure. I know people have tried it, and I've tried a lot of them, and they're pretty all right. But you know, like anything, refinement needs to happen. And that's why I appreciate all these companies that are doing it, like Puffco and Dr. Dabber and all the those are the two big ones I always think of, but there's a bunch out there doing it. I'm sure we'll get there. But for now, man, the Puffco is, I get the fucking biggest, most absurd dabs off those. Like, so much so that, like, sometimes people, like, message me and literally be like, do you have, like, modified Puffcos? I'm like, no, dude. Most of my shit, I'm just double-clicking on, like, green or white. I'm not even, like, programming it through my phone. Okay, where's my, what insert should I put in here? This red one. Do that. Actually, maybe something bigger, because this piece has really nice vacuum on it, so it could definitely handle this super comfortably. This bigger 2-inch hollow pillar. Yeah, we're doing like, it's crazy to see how many people scooped like pillars and quartz stuff there too. I was like, damn, like there's definitely a lot of people like trying to support all this like new stuff we're doing, which was very motivating for me and Evan. We're both named Evan. You know, I'm just gonna reiterate that. Because when we were at PuffCon, people would definitely, like, meet him and, like, I think, or then meet me and then be like, wait, which one of you is, like, the Evan that's, like, and, like, well, we both work at Bear Mountain. We're both Evan, dude. Like, what specifically? And then, just, you know, it just makes it confusing for everyone. It's fun. I like it. It's a good time, dude. Working with a bunch of people is much cooler than working by myself, but for years I needed to work by myself because I was angry and confused, so I had to figure things out. So I had to be like focused on work solo for a bit. But then now as I'm getting older, it's like the camaraderie and working with people is much more enjoyable than just like proving to yourself that you can like work longer and harder than anyone else. Like it's fun to just like work with people and try to build something together that everyone can feel proud of, you know. All right, we gotta grab another torch. We got a fucking army, and I know other people were looking for torches out there going like, hey, I want to take a dab, and Pat's like, I took all the torches. We have so many blazers, it's crazy. So this orange color is called coral, and we've worked with coral before, but this is a newer batch of it. And it's, like, so much more, like, rich and juicy, like, orangish red. crazy vibrant in the sun. And then the accent color, which is the perk foot and neck on this piece, is Royal Jelly over Galaxy. So it's a dark, sparkly purple. It's a really unique color, too. Alright. Won't go crazy warming this up. Just get it. Get it good enough. That way you don't have to wait forever either. That's the thing too. So I like to really heat up the whole nail, but the longer you warm it up, the longer you kind of got to wait. Oh, I just saw this ring again. Remember I posted that video. I need to delete it. I delete that video. It's too much. But that's social media, right? You're supposed to post these stupid, just stupid shit. I've been doing that forever. But usually I understand the stupid shit I'm posting. I don't understand this one. Just seeing it everywhere, hearing it. There's memes. Who knows what it means? That's how you know you're growing up. Once the memes that everyone's laughing at stop making sense, means your time has come. You are fully developed. And that's awesome. That's freedom. Though it is a bit scary when you're new to it, feeling like you're on the outside looking in and not really understanding society and what it all means, but you can embrace it and make paraphernalia out of it. That's what I did. I said, you know what, Evan, you're grown up, you don't understand things anymore, but you can still make it a pipe and you can do hash through it. And that's where we start. Just learning things, dude. Just trying to have wisdom for my daughter, you know, when she's older. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We're ready. I'm already coughing, dude. I'm gonna have a bad time. I don't know how I'm gonna go meet with these fun friends of mine such before we go to Casa Bonita. There's no way. I'm gonna be so tired. I got to work so early. I have to go home for a nap. Yeah, I won't make it to Casa Bonita. You know? Wow. That is the thing about that hash. It is at times overwhelming and very potent. That was enjoyable. Not super warm, actually, but I'm not going to lean on that as a crutch. I was already recovering from a dab. I wasn't 110%. That's a crutch, too. It's my fault. I failed. But I will say, that was still a legit dab, you know? That was a very legit dab. Dude, yeah, there's electricians working next door on this place. Oh, I mean, they're definitely going to smell whatever I did in here. It's just going to have, we're going to have to open these doors and let my ventilation from the glass studio pull it out. It's okay if we get a complaint. We'll be like, listen, we smelled it too. And we recorded it. Here's a video of Evan saying, do you guys smell that? Do you guys smell that? That's a weird smell. That smells like someone smoking weed. Not me. Just kidding. Either way, it's part of our research. It's part of developing our product lines and understanding what the everyday smoker needs. So, I understand, though. I understand that I'm way too stoned, dude. Oh my god, dude. Dude, it's like, really? Like, I'm at a different point now. Now I'm kind of waking up. I'm actually peeking my head up out of whatever fog I was in there for a minute. No. I'm very stoned. Oh my god. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Casa Bonita? What is it that even? I know what it is on South Park. That's the only thing I know. Truly, actually, to be real, for me growing up, most of the information I knew came from a few sources. It was South Park, The Simpsons, and Cops. I didn't know much about Colorado besides what South Park told me. Moving here, that's all I knew. And I was like, that sounds good to me. I like South Park. Colorado's probably cool. Like, it looks like pretty fun. Came here and it's sick. But either way, South Park, like, I don't know my fucking point. Damn it, dude. Aja, too many weeds, bro. Too much. This is why when we do the episode about the courts, we're going to have other Evan in here too. So while one is recovering, another Evan can step in and pick up the pace and handle it, dude. That's what teammates do. Right now, I am still on a team, but this is a little bit of, I'm out here on a raft. I'm going to have to figure it out. I can't remember what I was trying to say about South Park, but a lot of my point is, a lot of information that I knew about things came from these silly shows. So if you ever hear me referring to these shows like that, because that's all I fucking know, dude. I grew up out in the middle of nowhere in the country, watching some fucking TVs, and building tree forts, catching frogs, dude. It's pretty simple. It's pretty sick, actually. Like, it's one of those things where, like, I'm like, damn, like, I wish my kid could grow up how I did, but at the same time, it's like, maybe she wouldn't want to grow up like that. Dude, maybe she wouldn't want to catch frogs and build dams, dude. She might not. I actually almost guarantee she wouldn't. My little girl does not like bugs and stuff. She likes to like look at them, but definitely not to fucking touch them or pick them up, dude. No way. Yeah, but this coral with this royal jelly is a really special combo. It's different. And then I hear them out there. They're talking about the video. Something might be happening on that post. Like, I literally posted something that I'm uncomfortable with and then walked away for an hour plus. It's a crazy move. This right here, we have a 10mm 3x2 halo. It's a bit smaller than the 14mm, obviously, because it's 10mm. The colors are sea slime with royal jelly. The purple and the green, again, super, super complimentary. Oh my god. Excuse me. But this piece has, like, really, really incredible function. This is going to be the last 3x2 halo of the year. It's so crazy. Another year, y'all. Through it. It's just nuts. Growing up is fucking crazy. Being a glassblower is crazy. We have so many ideas and it makes me so excited. But I'm like, oh my gosh, but it's like, it's so crazy how much, like, I'm like grown up now, dude. I'm 35 years old. That's just crazy. Like, when I started doing all this shit, I was like, just a little 23 year old. Like, yeah, dude. I already felt like a failure though, which was the sickest part. Like, dude, oh, I was working shit jobs. And felt like, oh yeah, all my friends have already either, they're still in college or they're already graduated and they're doing stuff. And I'm literally like still asking my dad for $20. I was 23 years old. I always think of that Blink-182 song. Like, no one likes you when you're 23. I'm like, literally, dude, no one likes me. Like, this sucks. And then one day, just landscaping, and I found pipe making because I was looking for it and, you know, eventually found it and put all my time into that. But like, just crazy how quick the years have gone by, but look at how far the glass has come. I'm so happy I didn't veer too far away from my original idea and kind of stayed with the plan so that I could see them come and being built to this level now and being able to offer function that I never really knew was possible. Like, I didn't know the RBRs were ever going to get to like this level. Yeah, but this piece rips. Does a little NATO. Dude, my lips are so sticky from those last few dabs. And usually I avoid that with, like, how the mouthpieces are set up. But I don't know what happened. Maybe the hash. The papaya. I've been smoking a lot of the papaya. Oh, it was a 710, too. That's also just one of those really... I feel like certain strains are, like, different the way they smoke, too. Like, as far as, like, how, like... sticky the fucking hash and the resin and the fucking smoke is. I don't know how to explain it. If you've smoked enough hash, you'll know what I'm talking about, but, you know, that could be a luxury of someone that gets to be able to smoke a lot of hash, you know. Dude, I've had so many people on this recent post that like took off just leave comments being like, dude, just smoke crack. And then I just like leave like dumb shit back like, oh, I only smoke for flavor. Or like, oh, I don't inhale. Or like just shit like that. But I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, we both have different intent behind why we're doing what we're doing. Like, I'm having fun. And if I get stoned, cool if that happens. But that's not really like the ultimate goal here. I'm just trying to have a silly and fun time. And make water spin. It's a pretty simple idea. And some people enjoy it. If only for just a moment on Instagram going, huh, that's stupid. And then they like it and move on with their day. For me, that's just what I'm doing all day. I like being like doing like Mythbusters shit with fucking glass and then making art and doing all different stuff. I just want to be making stuff in a workshop all day. I always was jealous of the old dudes back in the day where I'd see them and they're like super sick, like big barns, and they would just have tools everywhere and tractors and cars, and they would just sit out there all day and just work on shit. And now I'm as an adult, I'm like, they were also fucking either drinking beer all day or like chewing tobacco, doing something. But they were like just listening to the radio all day and just working on stuff. Like, I just like to tinker and work on stuff. And like, that's what I'm doing with glass too. And also, if I can smoke hash the whole time and find a way to make that fun or funny for people to also watch, then I'll do some shit with it. I like stacking some stuff up, making some big bongs, doing silly stuff just for fun, just to see how it works. I never do any of those giant projects thinking, man, this is going to be so sick because this is the future. Never. I try to reiterate that as much as possible, too, that a lot of these things I'm doing are just for fucking fun. I'm just goofing off. Just having a silly time. Dude, life is so fucking stressful. I mean, everything is stressful. The whole world is in a fucking stressful place all the time, it seems, nowadays. And I'm like, I'm just these couple moments every now and again when I can have a little fun, make a stupid giant pipe, or do some dumb dab video. I'm like, there's my that's how I'm going to contribute to the fucking conversation in the world right now. I'm going to throw this thing out there. Instead of another opinion or me saying also how bad something is, I'm just going to be like, here's some dumb shit. There's nothing to it. It's just what you see. It's stupid. And you either like it or you don't, but you're looking at it. And that's it. Like, I don't know. But yeah, smoke weed every day. I'm going to take a dab on this thing now. You know, I'm getting through this. I'm feeling good. I'm liking these lights right now, dude. I don't know. I feel like I'm in like this, that's glowing. I don't know how to explain it, dude. It's fun. Damn, Aja, it's so good to see you, bro. I'm so just stoked at your Japan trip. You did it. It went well. That's fucking sick, bro. Hype for you. Damn, I'm going to take a dab of some fucking Jomo. This stuff is like my all-day smoke. I had an ounce of this, and I've just been blowing through it. It's a GMO times Sugar Shack. I've been smoking this strain for years, though. It's crazy to say that. But at least a couple years. It's like GMO, but a little different. So if you like that really like gassy, funky GMO terps, but, you know, it's like that, but just a little different. Yeah. And I've talked about this before, but I believe the Jomo genetic was bred by my buddy Schwale. He used to live out here in Colorado. I actually saw a post today too with someone like talking about something that made me post about him today. That like this guy had this huge jar of what looked like yellow like rosin, or like before you press it, like basically like full melt or like sift. And he was like, oh, this is hops like rosin before it, or something like that. He like, or whatever he called it, hops like pollen or whatever he called it. But he's like talking about people making like using weed techniques to make like rosin with it and press it, and you get like dabbable beer, like dabbing. Basically you could smoke beer because hops and weed are related. They're like a similar plant, so you can actually like harvest hops the same way you harvest like THC, like rosin. You can like literally shake it with like dry ice or you do it with like ice and water, and then like harvest the pollen and then press it and filter out this all the shells and just get the oils and create like it, like yellow transparent looking little slabs of like dabbable beer. Basically tastes like hops, obviously, but what is cannabis but just hoppy shit, you know? It's got crazy terps. Like, the shit I like to smoke is the gassy stuff. That's probably the hoppiest, funkiest stuff, you know? So I'm like, yeah, smoke beers, dude. You know, that might be the future. You never know. Who knows? But the first person I ever seen do that was in 2014 or 2013 was Schwell. He was fucking making that at his house, and he was showing me. I was like, whoa, is that fucking smokable beer, bro? Yeah. And what he told me is that it's kind of like, and I could be misremembering, so hopefully I don't, this was over 10 years ago. 2014, so fuck. Right? Yeah. Whoa, crazy. Is that it was like a kind of a, like a 10-15 minute like buzz kind of feeling when you take one dab of it, where you feel like that like excited, like racy feeling of like when you have like a beer and you're like, but I don't think it feels the same as you drink a beer because you're not metabolizing it the same way. So, but it's very short lived, so you'd probably have to like take lots of beer dabs to like get real fucked up. And it also low calorie, like soup, like zero even. Like, could you imagine? Could you imagine if in 5 or 6 years from now that's like the big thing? Oh my god, that'd be funny. Just everyone's got jars of hops rosin, like, bro, try this beer, bro. They're just like warming up nails and RVRs, and some guy walks in with like THC and he's like, oh, and everyone's like, dude, fuck off, we don't smoke weed here, dude. It's like, oh, you guys just smoke hop rosin? Alright. Yeah, we'll see, dude. Honestly, I wouldn't even doubt it, dude. The fucking world's doing crazy shit, dude. I don't even know, dude. There might be, like, we might get our everything hijacked. They might take everything from us. They might be like, that's our culture now, dude. We actually just dab beer. We don't call it dabbing. They're going to call it something else, dude. Dude, that'd be pretty funny, though. I mean, I'll smoke some beer, bro. But I feel like the THC is always going to be way stronger. We'll see, though. Alright, warm this up. I just saw a little fluff of hair there. I didn't want to melt it onto my nail. Alright. I like these bigger pillars. Again, the guys out there, they usually use the smaller ones. I like the bigger nails. These nails are thicker, too. We also have, like, this skinnier version that are, like, these, like, they're really honestly intended for, like, the nanos or, like, dry pieces because they warm up quicker. They don't, like, take as high of a vacuum to get them going because they're skinnier. But because they're skinnier and thinner, they're going to cool down quicker. So, like, that's why I say, like, to use those on the dry pieces or the nano pieces so you can get your, like, whole dab quickly. Like, on a really, really big piece, I would definitely say use a bigger nail that has a higher vacuum and the thicker wall so it can retain heat during all that air flowing through there with all that vacuum pressure. So that's, like, one thing I really want to cover in the quartz episode so that I can direct people to the right style nail to buy, because we're out the gate, we're going to be offering a couple different options you don't see other places just because we like to smoke certain things we offer in a specific way, and that's what these are made for. So, yeah. Damn. All right. This is my last one, dude. This is it. That's all I got in me. Yeah, dude, I'm hoping Casa Bonita is just like the South Park episode. Like, I'm so stoked that my wife is down to, like, hold down the fort tonight with the kiddo. She would be down no matter what. She does it all the time, but I still appreciate it because it's like, you know, I'm going up to Casa Bonita and she's not. Which, you know, I'm going to have a good time. You know, and she's going to have a good time with her daughter, too. But still, like, it's like, damn, I wish you could go, too. But thank you for watching the kiddo. So I'm excited to go because I don't get out to do things like that much. And growing up with South Park, that shit's kind of funny to me. Then I'm going to go to Casa Bonita. And I'm going with some, like, friends that do not live here. So a couple that live here, one that doesn't. And it's kind of a business thing too, which is cool too. I'm like, dude. Like, I wish I could give you guys even more details because what I'm doing is so funny. Like, I'm gonna tell Aja after because it's just stupid. But it's not like what I'm doing with work. Just like it's in my head. The way I romanticize things is stupid and funny. Just in my head, thinking about how I'm going to do like a fun thing with some like colleagues and friends, but also it is kind of like business thing too, because they're people I work with in a business sense. So there's like this balance of both things, and I'm doing it at Casa Bonita. It's just like, but yeah, I don't know. It's not even real. It's probably a simulation. It's not real. Like, there's no way. The things that have happened. And things haven't been perfect all the time. They've been honestly quite challenging, but that's, you know, that's fun. You know, I don't want easy levels. Try some hard ones. But I'm ready for a little break, maybe for like a year. It would be nice. But either way, yeah. But yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I'm even talking about, because it's fucking Wednesday and I shouldn't be this tired already, dude. Like, maybe I'm growing up. Maybe I need to sleep for more than 3 or 4 hours. I don't know. Tonight, I'm definitely going to be getting home later than my bedtime, which means I'm probably going to have a headache tomorrow, because I'm still going to get up early and come to work. I hate if my guys beat me here. I have that weird competitive thing, and I think they do too, where like we're all trying to beat each other here to see who can get here earlier. And I'm like, no, stop it. Oh, it's amazing. I'm like lucky to have that, because it's like that's the best version of workplace competitiveness, is like trying to get there before someone and trying to crush harder than them. Like, that's like the best version of it. But man, I already know tomorrow it's gonna be hard, dude. I already feel like I'm gonna lose, dude. I'm gonna be getting here at like 6:30. There's no way I'm getting here at 3:30 or 4. I'm gonna try. My wife will probably snooze my alarm though, cause for my health, she'll be like, "No, this boy needs to sleep. He can't be going out in the world like this." That'd be so funny if my wife talked like that. She does not. Whoa. Oh, maybe it'll work out here a little bit. Whoa. Maybe it works. Whoa. Now it's too heavy though. I'm gonna have to delete that video for sure. We'll see if it's still up by the time the podcast comes out. We'll find out. All right, I'm dying. I can't anymore. We have one more job before the end of the year, I believe. At least one more. Pull collar stuff. Some of these pieces will be on it. Be on the lookout. BMSglass.com. Sign up for that newsletter. Or follow me on Instagram at They Did Instagram. I can't even talk. Follow Paramount Studios. Follow They Did It. More to come. Episode 180. Not my best work, but you know what? I had fun. I had ideas. I thought I was going to do something else today. Didn't come to fruition. And so I pivoted. And that's fine. Thank you, everybody, that hung out. That last step got me. I'm almost nonverbal. I can barely open my eyes. So strong. That 710 Labs? No, it wasn't. That was the Jomo. That's what's happening. That stuff's strong. Powerful. All right, everybody. I hope I make it to Casa Bonita. Have a good day.